Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Podbielen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bud Podbielen. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Seminick and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. 2 outs. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Podbielen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. with a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Temple reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Greengrass moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Andy Semenek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Semenek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Banks scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Dave Cole pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Hal Rice pinch hits for Paul Minor. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. There goes Cole trying to get to third. Post throws the ball into Temple, who relays the ball to Adams, who tags Cole for the out. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Reds. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pod Bielen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Garagiola now catching. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Bud Podbielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podbielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Podbielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Adams reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. Adams scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4. Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greengrass hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiner moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Reds. Howie Judson now pitching. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sauer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Reds. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Tremel now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Post hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Post reaches second base with a double. There goes Temple trying to get to home. Sauer throws the ball into Baker, who relays the ball to Garagiola, who tags Temple, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Wally Post. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Escalera moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Jim Davis now pitching. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Lloyd Merriman. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escalera scores. Judson moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing third base. Nino Escalera now playing right field. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-4 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.